Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chappers.
Hello.
So it's nearly Only Believe Friday. Today is Thursday. Hope all is good with you. At the moment, it's all going off in the live lounge. Becky is practicing what could be her new forte. She was rubbish at beatboxing, so obviously the next step, cheerleading.
I just nearly tripped over a woman doing the splits in the live lounge.
That's the cheerleader.
Not Becky. Yeah, it wasn't Becky.
Now, Becky is learning stuff with an actual cheerleader now. It could be her new thing. You never know. It could be her new career. Not that I'm trying to get rid of her. We'll find out how she does on the next episode of What's Becky's Forte, just after 4:30. Even having her hair put in bunches right now.
Yeah.
She looks the part, doesn't she?
She's got the pom-poms.
All good. Right, that's coming up just after 4:30.
Do you want that again? She's got the pom-poms.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, Chappers has had a busy day so far. How long did it take you to find some tinted moisturiser earlier today?
An hour and a half.
Really?
Yes. Because I was walking around a very big shopping centre that's opened in West London, and I just couldn't find any. And I find it a slightly embarrassing product to go and ask for.
What, tinted moisturiser?
Well, yeah. Why are you looking at me like that, Becky?
Because did you not just go into, like,
yeah,
boots
I walked into various high street chemists and couldn't find it anywhere. But I didn't know whether I was looking in the right place or not. But I didn't want to go up to an assistant and say, I'm looking for some
tinted moisturiser anyway?
Because he likes to have that certain sheen on his face.
Because I'm
doing. Do you use the stuff that builds gradually over time or straight away with a big tint?
No, it builds gradually over time, but I'm doing telly over the weekend, so yeah. I need to look,
start now.
I need to look slightly healthier.
Get a spray tan. Or do you find wearing those paper pants humiliating?
The spray tan, I'm not quite sure where to go or what to do, and you never know how it's going to react to your skin.
Hello, you're talking to the tanning expert.
What, you could sort me out, you could sort me out a spray tan?
I'm not going to do it for you.
Yeah, no, but I'll just stick with the moisturiser. I only need my head to be a little bit tanned.
All right, okay.
Anyhow, there you go.
Tinted moisturiser, more embarrassing to ask for or less embarrassing to ask for than condoms?
I would say more embarrassing to ask for, actually.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a problem asking for them.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
I love your new outfit.
Thanks.
Speaking of embarrassing.
Do you know what? I haven't had any practice yet because it's taken me the last 45 minutes to get into this skirt. Don't think I gave the right size.
So Becky's going to be a cheerleader today.
Got my pom-poms.
They're nice.
Really good.
Got her hair in bunches. It could be your forte. Who knows? It wasn't beatboxing. Do you think?
It's looking promising. I'm in the skirt.
I saw you doing some moves out there.
Yeah.
What was that?
Edith said, for God's sake, give us some warning and we could have pulled the blinds down.
I thought that was rude.
That is rude.
I think that was when I was sticking my bum through the window.
That's just plain rude.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, as Dad says on the text, you're too embarrassed to ask in a shop about tinted moisturiser, but you'll happily discuss it on Radio 1.
Well, yeah, that's... because nobody can see me, can they?
I guess. It's 4:18 with Scott. I hope you're all right this afternoon.
No, I said nobody can see, I said nobody's listening. I said nobody can see me.
Oh, no, it's listening to others. So it doesn't matter. We will find out if cheerleading is Becky's forte at 4:40 this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Probably more like 4
I was going to say, yeah. Never do timing jokes when you're never likely to live up to them.
Oh, what's the carrying on at 5:30? And just before that, about 5:15-ish, the Posh Radio 4 lady will read out the texts and emails that you've been sending this week on Dear Scott. Like this, here's one now.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the Posh Radio 4 lady. A few weeks ago, I was at my local pub with my mates, a student pub. When I went to the toilet, I stood at the urinal and checked how much change I had in my pocket and dropped a pound coin in the urinal. I left it there, only to find it gone 15 minutes later. So I tried it with a 50 pence coin. Gone in 15 minutes again. Tried it with a 20 pence coin. Gone again. Is there a limit that these students will stop picking money out of the toilet? Stephen from Preston.
Get you, Stephen, chucking £1.70 away in the urinal.
That is disgusting.
That is.
Disgusting.
Students, eh?
Also, it doesn't say a lot for the company that he was with that he decided not to talk to them but just kept going back into the toilets to drop money into
pop
it.
Pop in and put another 20p in the urinal.
What would it have to be for you to fish something out? Not 20p?
What, out of a urinal?
Yeah.
God, I've no idea. I do have a bit of a recurring fear that I'm going to drop my phone in the urinal.
Yeah, I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
And what? And what did you do?
Yeah.
What? I just picked it out.
Yeah.
So were you there, like on the phone? What, on the phone in your left hand and
it just drops?
Oh no,
out
you're
my
left-handed.
Pocket.
So were you on the phone in your right hand and tackle out, so to speak, in your left hand?
No. Nah.
Who were you talking to?
I can't remember. It was ages ago.
Because they must have heard themselves drop into the urinal.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that is so wrong.
I know. And also, it wasn't worth fishing out because it didn't work afterwards, funnily enough.
Well, because the other thing is, you can't just stop, can you? So presumably you must have just kept weeing on your phone.
It was like floating down a river. It was like, come back.
Oh, it was a group. It was one of the... It wasn't an individual one. It was one
of... Yeah.
Oh, sorry. God, Scott.
I know. You're talking to the man that licked his fingers after putting his hands down his pants with ice cream the other day. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Gross.
I don't think we wanted to know that.
What about jewellery?
What? Would you fish it out of the... No, I'm not really.
A watch? Oh, come on. You would.
If it was my stuff that I dropped in, then yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd fish... What? Somebody else's watch out?
No, yours.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
All right, there we are. See? So why am I so disgusting for getting my phone out?
But it's just, I don't know. Just, okay. Are you more disgusting for being on the phone whilst having a wee?
That's true, but you know me, always on the phone, or pretending to be.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
That's true, actually. Quite a lot of people saying they never work. There's no point fishing them out. Any appliance.
Well, after they get
no, you
in.
Might as well. No, they never work.
Okay.
You can try and dry them out on the radiator, but it doesn't really happen. And also, quite a few people pointing out, how would you drop a watch down there? What would you be doing? I agree. I don't know why I said watch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, last week, we tried Becky beatboxing with a bloke called Beardy Man to find out if it was her actual forte.
Scott.
This is Beardy Man. And here's Becky having a go.
Scott Mills.
What's Becky's forte?
You were a bit rubbish.
I thought I was good at that.
Hi, Greta.
Hello.
So, you're an actual cheerleader.
Yes, it's true, I am.
Is that your job?
It is a full-time job, a professional cheerleader and cheerleading coach.
Wow. And so you think you can teach Becky?
I'm sure I can. She looks the part already, so that's halfway there.
She's looking good. Just describe what she's wearing now.
Well, she has her hair in some beautiful cheer-style bunches, which look absolutely gorgeous on her. She's wearing a lovely Pine for Cheerleaders top, which is doing favours for her curves. And she has a lovely one of our training
basically,
skirts.
Basically, my boobs look massive. Is what she's nicely saying. That's what Jasper said earlier.
In a good way.
Oh, it's important.
I said what earlier?
That made my boobs.
I didn't say.
So, who have you cheered for, Greta?
Well, I work for Pineapple Cheerleaders and they're a pro squad, so we cheer for all sorts of different events. Anything from sort of personal parties and things to huge events at Wembley, like we just did Race of Champions. We did. I thought you might be interested to know, apparently, that because you're a big fan of hers, last week we did Paris Hilton's party at Volstead.
Yeah, we're friends, actually.
Yeah, I heard.
No, oh, you were there then, were you, Scott?
No.
Did your invite get lost?
You know what she's like with friends. They come and go, you know? So, oh, that's nice. Well,
she was lovely. She was a big fan of ours. She had her photos taken with the pom-poms. She was joining in with us cheering and everything. So it was really good. She was a really good sport.
She'll have forgotten about you next week. If she's anything like she's treated Scott, she's horrible.
Don't think that she's your friend, Greta, you know.
Well, she took photos of us on her own personal camera, so...
Oh, did she do that with you?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, sorry.
That's a trick.
You ought to be careful with photos on Paris's personal phones and stuff. I would have.
I didn't think of that.
I'm not going to see a very compromising photo of you, am I? Appearing soon?
It didn't. No.
Right.
Just a kind of picture of me and her together, with clothes on and stuff.
Right.
So, it's not that hard, is it?
It's not too hard. I mean, the kind of stuff that we're going to have a go at today is what we would do if we were auditioning people to be in the Pineapple Cheerleaders squad.
Okay. So if I'm good, I can make the squad by the end of, by 5 o'clock.
Yes, we're hoping so. We're hoping this will be your forte. You can be the next member of the squad.
Wow.
We've got auditions coming up this month, so never Ooh. Know.
Could I be. Can do Paris's next party.
Yeah, you'd like that.
Yeah.
And Becky, do you think is the kind of person that could be in your troupe?
Yes, definitely. I think she has potential. I can tell by her smile.
She's fun-loving.
I do really enjoy it when
she's
I'm doing
fun-loving.
It.
She's fun-loving. Next, you'll be saying she's bubbly.
No. I'm just saying, she likes... We have fun on this show. She is fun-loving.
No, I find it more enjoyable than the beatboxing, so maybe it will be my... I hope this is my forte. This is my favourite one so far.
Did the practice go okay?
Jumping into the splits... Ooh. Is quite hard.
Is she fully warmed up?
She is warmed up.
Yeah, because I witnessed quite a lot of the warm-up exercise.
We did some lunges.
Yeah, I know. I feel emotionally scarred.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to have a go at Becky's forte in a minute. So get yourself ready, everybody. Did you say you brought something in? I'm not all about the presents.
I did bring you guys a present.
Sorry, I didn't mean to force that. But she did say before that she had a present.
You're going to love this, Scott.
What's this?
This is from all of the girls.
Good morning.
What is it?
It's the 2009 Cheerleading Company Squad Calendar.
Oh.
Wow.
Did you have a copy?
Oh, there's a... Oh, thank you.
Where are we? February, March, April.
Scott. JLS are in the live lounge. You haven't brought them in for me to cheer for, have you? Please say no.
Yeah, look, no. Chappers is JLS.
Hello. Don't think I'm rude, but I've just got a cheerleading calendar, so I'm just going to go back to looking at this, if that's all right.
Oh, no, you've got to do cheerleading in front of JLS now.
It just gets better.
Oh, no.
This calendar's very good.
Thanks very much for the present. We'll let you go and do whatever you have to do.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
What's Becky's forte? Becky's good at loads of things, but she's never been brilliant at one thing in particular. It certainly wasn't beatboxing last week. Is it going to be cheerleading? It's time to find out on Becky's forte.
Do you need these pom-poms?
I've got my own pom-poms, thanks.
Are these spare pom-poms?
You feel free to join in, Mark.
No, I haven't been trained to do it like you have.
Right, no pressure, but I can see that JLS are in the live lounge at the moment.
I know, why are they watching?
Will you come in? Do you want to have a look?
They're itching to watch.
No, this is so mean.
It's fine, there's no pressure. Oh, it's fine.
I've only had like 10 minutes to learn my
cheer. You've got as red as your skirt. See?
Hi, boys.
Howdy.
Hi, just stand at the back, it's fine. What's just, that? This is Becky.
How you
doing? Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, okay, so let's find out if this is Becky's forte. Greta, if you could start
careful, boys, because I'm going to have to do some splits and stuff.
Move back. So Greta's going to start.
So shall I shout ready and then you go, okay, yeah, and do the cheer?
Okay, right.
So
here we go.
Ready?
Okay. It's... All right, okay, I'll start again. It doesn't help when Chavez is laughing.
I'm not. No one laugh, please.
Ready?
This is what happened last week.
Ready?
Okay. It's the Scott Mills Show. That's right. You know, it's what you've waited for. We've got all the spirit and you're here at live at 4. This is where I jump into the splits. Hang on, it takes me a while to get down. Hang on.
Wow.
See, they're impressive. Said I did it in jeans. I know.
Speechless.
Fantastic.
That's good.
Really good.
Okay.
I think she's got squad potential.
I've got to do my can you do this with me, Greta? This is my kick sequence to get me into the team.
Okay, move back,
Jenna.
Wow. So put hands on shoulders.
Yeah.
So we go. Step, kick, step, back.
Oh, I'm doing really high kicks like the can-can.
Step, spin around. And then the leg goes up.
Oh, hang on. I've got my leg round.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Good God.
Oh, was good, wasn't it?
Let's bring in JLS now to give their opinion on what they thought on Becky's first attempt at cheerleading.
Well, Becky was absolutely incredible. She did it in jeans, one, and two, there's like quite a few people in the room, and you know, it's quite embarrassing.
Yeah. And so she was getting tangled up by her headphone wire, which pretty impressive, Becky.
And she put a big smile on her face as well while she was doing
it. That's right.
I think that was more a grimace.
She gets a thumbs up from JLS.
She gets the thumbs up from JLS. Chappers?
I was quite surprised, actually. particularly the splits.
Yeah. I never knew she could do that.
No. Wow. Neither did I.
But is it your forte, do you think?
No.
The cheering didn't have a massive amount of enthusiasm. The words, did it?
But you know what? Everyone's so nice in here. Yeah. And that's the main thing.
Well done.
Thank you, JLS. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Greta. There we are. What's Becky's forte? So the search goes on. Wow, that's the brilliant thing about being at Radio 1. 1 minute you can be practicing cheerleading to find out if it's your forte, and the next minute some pop stars walk in and judge you. Unannounced.
They're judging all the other cheerleaders on the calendar.
I've noticed that Aston's now got his. He's looking at the calendar and studying it.
There was a big fight over who was going to get the calendar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's on May now. Good. Yeah. it's 5-5 on Radio 1. So, everyone was really nice then and said that you were good. No, not on the text, I mean in here. But we'll continue the search to find out what Becky's forte is maybe next week.
I thought it was a good try.
It was a good... You had a try.
You know? Yeah.
You had a try.
And that's all we can ask,
isn't it? Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Are you still going through that cheerleading calendar?
Well, I feel it's only fair that once, if you get given a present, you should actually look at it and appreciate it.
I looked at it for,
myself and Becky are trying to find a picture in the cheerleading calendar that we could superimpose Becky's head onto one of the cheerleaders.
Why?
Why?
To make me look like a pro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, the Posh Radio 4 lady is on at 5:15, reading out your texts and emails that we've received this week on Dear Scott. So if you sent one in, yours might be on.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Okay, let's see what you've been saying this week on the email and on the text on Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady is back.
Hello, Scott. I am mailing to tell you that I am a bit cross with you, frowning smiley. You see, my mummy listens to your thing on the radio every day on the computer because we don't live in England, and it means that I miss out on computer time, frowning smiley. Can you tell Mummy that you are only doing your radio thing on a Monday and Tuesday, so I can go on the computer instead? Sorry if that sounds like I'm being rude, but I like to go on my supermodel website, and Mummy is always on Jeep World when you are on. I do think you are a bit funny. Sometimes I asked Mummy if you were a kid, because you sound a bit like a kid. Mummy says you are the same age as her, and that is very old. You act like the boys in my class. They are 9. I don't think Mummy is telling the whole truth.
Yeah. I don't think she is either. Don't be cross. It's good that your mum likes our show.
Yeah.
And maybe if you listened a bit more, you'd like it as well. What more can you say to that, really?
Very little,
I'm not going to say it's only on Monday and Tuesday. No. That's not in my best interest.
No, it isn't.
Is it?
And it would make you a liar.
Yeah.
I do have to say thank you to you because you talked about playing the harp and I found out what a harp was and chose it at music school. Oh. I think it costs a lot because Mummy says if she ever bumps into you, she will give you what for. She is scary when she is cross. She is a nice Mummy, really. She tells people off if they aren't being nice.
Right. So that's good that she chose the harp.
It is very good that she chose the harp, but not as good that her mum now probably, or their mum wants to beat you up.
I never did learn the harp, did I?
No.
No.
I thought you, in the end, you were going to...
Maybe that's your forte.
I don't think so.
You were going to mime it in the end, weren't you?
Yeah, it never have came off in the end.
No.
They forgot about it, I forgot about it, it's all fine.
I think I might have seen you on the telly, so maybe you aren't a little kid, just a big one. Once, when my nanny and auntie and uncle came to visit, we were watching the programme where you have to fit through the wall in a funny shape, and I think you were on it. Nanny was laughing at you in the silver suit, and the others were laughing too. But Mummy told them all not to be horrible and that you used to be a lot fatter. My Mummy thinks you are lovely.
Right. So she hates me 1 minute, loves me the next. Girls, eh?
That's how fickle they can be.
God.
I don't think this is from a child at all.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Anyway, I have much better things to do than write to the boy whose fault it is that I can't go on the computer after dinner. Chloe, aged 9 and 7 months.
Oh, thanks, Chloe, for your honest email.
Her mum seems to have paid a lot of attention to your career and life.
Yeah,
they?
And they don't even live in England or, yeah. or Great Britain. Thanks very much for that, Chloe. Next.
Dear Scott, me and my friend Ravin are sitting in physics and were wondering if you were looking for recruits for the musical. It would be hard to come for rehearsals as we have chemistry and physics GCSE exams and I have a dance show in the coming weeks. But let me know by email if you want the help. Love you, Sophie and Ravin, XXX. P.S. Ravin loves you.
Well, thanks, Ravin.
I don't think they're serious about that. I think they're just looking for an excuse to get out of physics and chemistry.
Mm. We've got to have people that are committed to this, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
Not using it as an excuse to get out of exams.
You know, putting on a musical, it's a lot of work. We need commitment. Don't use it to get out of exams. Mm. But any plot lines and ideas and songs, still very welcome, please. Follow us on Twitter, Mills the Musical, and email me with anything you got. Next.
Hi there, Scott. Very chuffed you featured Ruth and I on Oh What's Occurrin'. And thank you for all the kind comments from you and the girls.
Is this from actual Eamon?
I think this is from Eamon Holmes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because we featured him and Ruth bickering. Remember earlier in the week on Oh What's Occurrin'? And I asked you how many times they bickered. And he's been on.
I love it that he thinks that me and Cheppers are both girls.
Your kind comments from you and the girls.
But surely we bickered more than 11 times. We must have been in love last Friday. Keep well, mate. All seems rosy in your world. You are going from strength to strength. Cheers, Eamon.
I love him. What a nice man.
Is that genuinely from Eamon?
Yes.
And he thinks I'm a girl?
He said the girls. Yeah, it's from his BlackBerry and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Very impressive, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Eamon.
I'm a boy, Eamon.
Yeah. Right, now, the Barry Island text has been on. Amazing. Dootman. And we think that maybe he's been listening to a little bit of Baz Luhrmann.
Do a handstand. Laugh and don't feel down. Meditate. Eat lots of sausage. Dance and love yourself. Munch a toffee. Go roller skating across Switzerland, mun.
Right.
I like that one. That's it. That's all. And finally...
Hi, Scott. I'm confused. Is this Chappers?
What's this?
What?
Oh, Becky's getting a picture up to show you.
No.
By the way, I can help with costumes for the musical. I work in a charity shop and we get all sorts. Love you, but love Becky more. XX. Dolly. Manchester.
XXO to you, Dolly.
The picture is of some horrible dog that needs rehoming.
No, it's really cute. It's this little terrier called Chappers. Read the description.
Is a lovely boy who enjoys the company of people. However, he's finding life very stressful here due to the amount of dogs, which I can understand. He's looking for a quiet home where he doesn't need to come face to face with other dogs.
It's not you.
He's a bright little boy who wants to please.
Not you.
I can see the confusion.
He wants nothing more than a home where he can forget about the worries of everyday life and where he can happily relax and spend the rest of his day. So it is me in dog form.
It's you as a dog. Anything else you want to know? Just drop me an email. We'll get the Posh Radio 4 ladies to read it out.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
It's our daily guessing game quiz, the last one of the week. Let me know how you do, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's the kiddie?
None of these feature Becky today, so you're both equal, OK? No unfair advantage to Becky today. Let's do it!
Oh, what's occurring?
When I got home last night, my little boy was like, you want my what's occurring today, didn't you? I went, yeah. He said, oh, that's very good.
Oh.
He's very proud of me when I win Oh, What's Occurring. Nothing else makes him particularly proud of me. But when I win Oh, What's Occurring, he's very happy.
Yeah. Right, here's your first one. When was the last time you played Chinese Whispers?
God, I don't know.
Have I never played it with you?
No, I don't think you've ever played Chinese Whispers with me.
I do it quite a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
But you've never played it with me.
If we've ever been out and I've not played Chinese Whispers, have I played it with you, Becky?
Yes, but I tend to get it wrong.
Yeah. I might do that at the Britney gig tonight.
You what, know play chat? Why? Why? Do you think people won't be watching Britney but will be up for playing Chinese Whispers?
Well, it's that bit before when like everyone gets bored and they do like a Mexican wave. I might just start a Chinese Whisper around the O2.
Okay, right.
See what happens. Anyway, I tried it earlier with 10 people from the office. We did a Chinese Whisper.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
So I whispered to the first person.
Who was that? Who was the lucky person that you chose to whisper in there? You can't remember, can you? Well, either that or you don't know their name.
I can't actually remember now.
Chloe?
Oh, it was Chloe.
Yeah.
Hi, Chloe, sorry.
Oh, you don't know the name of people who are working on this show.
She's just putting her hand up at me. Oh, it was. Chloe, I do know your name. You know I know you. Oh, God, I've really upset her now. Thanks for that, everybody. Anyway, I whispered a phrase to Chloe. Then she whispered it to the next person. They whispered it around, continue, to see if it would still be the same by the time it got to Gemma, who was the last person.
Right.
Do you want to know the phrase that I whispered?
Yeah.
All eyes are on the fringe, where Chappis's impressive direction has made the ladies wink a lot at him. But he didn't test the call times and mucked up getting a duck in his farce. Right, so that was the phrase. Quite long. Here's my question. How
you
many
make
wo-
a game of Chinese Whispers quite difficult, don't you?
Yeah, well, you've got to step it up a level. You can't just say a couple of words. My question to you is, how many words from that Chinese Whisper made it into the final whisper of the lot? Chappers.
Two.
Becky.
Five.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So the phrase one more time, all eyes are on the fringe where Chappers' impressive direction has made the ladies wink a lot at him, but he didn't test the call times and mucked up getting a duck in his farce. Let's find out how it went.
All eyes are on Chappers and the fringe has winked at the ladies and the call of the ducks went wrong.
All eyes are on Chappers because of ducks in a fringe. All eyes are on Chappers because of ducks.
All eyes are on Chappers
because there are ducks in the live lounge and something to do with the fridge. All eyes are on Chappers because there are ducks in the live lounge and then it's something to do with the fridge. All eyes are on Chappers because there's ducks in the live lounge and they're going to chase him and eat your fridge.
All eyes are on Chappers.
What?
That's Gemma at the end. So let's find out what happened. So, Gemma, what have you heard?
All eyes are on Chappers because there are ducks in the fridge. It might have been dogs.
Right, so... Where did... Yeah, okay, hang on. That's not right, is it? All eyes are on... Let me hear that again. So, Gemma, what have you heard?
All eyes are on Chappers... Because there are ducks in the fridge. It might have been dogs.
Right, good. So, all eyes are on Chappers and duck. That'll be six words out of quite a lot.
Well, I mean, don't you have to blame Chloe on this, really, for whittling down the phrase you gave her to about eight words?
It wasn't hard to remember. It wasn't that long, was it?
Oh! What's occurring?
Although she made a better stab of remembering that phrase than you did of remembering her name.
I do know her name. Right, you know Stewie, off of Joe Wiley's producer?
Yeah, well, the technical director of the Chaps and Dave World Tour.
That's him?
Yeah.
Do you know what they call him?
Well, I know what I call him from time to time. No, what do they call him?
Does it begin with an N, what you call him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Or sometimes a K.
Yeah.
They call him Animal Stew.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What, and then they do that, do they?
Yeah, because of his love of animals.
Right.
Oh, not because of that.
Well, listen.
Hi, Stew.
Hi, Scott. Now, I know that you're a big fan of animals, aren't you?
I hate animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, right, here's the idea. We've got you blindfolded.
Yep.
You are going to have an animal placed on you.
Okay.
It's going to probably eat something. I just want you to guess what it is, all right?
I'll try that.
Okay, so how many animals out of three did Stu correctly guess?
By having them placed on him?
They were placed on him, yes. He was lying on the floor, blindfold is on, animal gets placed on his chest.
Could he use his hands?
Yes.
Right.
How many out of three?
One.
Becky?
They're going to make noise, aren't they? two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Animal Stew with the first animal on him.
Here's the first animal. Oh. Oh, it's nibbling away.
It's not moving very much. It's not too heavy. Can I touch it?
Is he allowed to touch it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks, Sarah. That's our trainer.
Oh.
Touch it.
Oh. 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 What's, is it? It's small and furry. What's that? Kind of
vibrating. You are at the wrong end of it, though.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this end feels like a head.
Yeah.
Oh, that is food. Okay, that's a rabbit, isn't it? Is it a rabbit?
Pull off the blindfold. It's a rabbit!
I'm happy with that one.
Yeah? Happy but with that, that?
Yeah, nothing bigger than that, though.
Okay, put the blindfold back on, my darling.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's small and furry. What's that? Kind of
vibrating. You are at the wrong end of it, though.
So you got one right.
Still a bit nervous. My heart's beating quite a lot.
It is, isn't it? Okay.
Here's animal two.
How next one, you, please.
Hang on.
What?
How did you know his heart was beating?
Because you could see it.
Had you got your hand on his chest whilst he was doing all this?
No, you could see it clearly.
Next one, please.
Oh, this one's making a horrible noise. Is this the one that was vibrating in a box?
I don't know what you mean. They do need two people for this one.
Oh, good. Oh. Oh, it's moving really fast. Yeah. Okay, it's calmed down. Oh, no, not in the face. Oh.
I'm getting nervous for you.
It's quite smelly, this one. What's this? Oh, that noise is horrible. Oh, it's flicking around. Oh, it's got, like, is it feathers? Oh, what's that? Is it some kind of bird? Is it a chicken? No, a pigeon.
Blindfold.
Oh,
blindfold.
Oh, it's a duck.
Did have a duck on him.
Why were you screaming during that?
I screamed more than him.
But you can see what it is, and you're not. You haven't got the animal on you.
It started going really fast. That's why I didn't like it.
Oh no! Not near your face.
See, I know that was me.
But he's going not near my face, and you're screaming.
Well, he's a lot cooler than me.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
All right. Okay. You didn't get that right. So one still. Next.
So this is the last one. Are you ready, Stu?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
Now. Oh. Ah. Oh. Where is it? Is it there? What's this? Whereabouts is it? It's
everywhere.
Like all over me.
Yes.
It's really hard.
Moving.
It's really hard. It's not moving. Is it like some kind of lizard?
Have a look.
Get it off! Get it off!
And they're off!
What's that?
Oh, God.
What was it?
There's three lizards. Three, like, dragon...
Ugh. What are they called?
Dragon lizard things. Anyway, so... He got that right. I'll let him have lizard. So he got two out of three. Thank you to the lovely people at Petwise Zoo for the animals, which they brought in earlier. And Becky wins today's
Yay!
Oh, What's Occurring? Well done. Let me know how you did on 81199. Thanks.
Your boy's going to be gutted.
I know, he's going to be crying into his pillow tonight.
Oh! Right, one of my friends is looking to move at the moment, move house,
uh-huh.
And is spending a fair bit of time looking at places.
Right.
And I went round today with him to see a few of them just for a laugh, because I like to hear what the estate agents have to say. That makes me amused. And also, I just look like snooping around other people. Well, yeah. I do like snooping around
other people's houses. That's what it boils down to.
I love looking around other people's houses. Are you going again this week?
Well, it's Friday tomorrow. I might go again tomorrow morning. He's going to call me after
the show. If you do it at lunchtime, can I come too, please?
Yeah. I love it.
I don't know. I love it so much.
I just like seeing the way other people live. And they were all in today as well, which is...
Oh, that's a bit weird.
Well, it's a bit uncomfortable, but... It's like
what, and you still enjoy it when they're actually in their house?
No, because they just kind of stay in one room, generally. You need to go, hi, and then just go upstairs
snoop
and,
their house.
And, yeah, and snoop around. It's quite fun.
Do you look in their drawers and stuff?
No.
See what's in their airing cupboard?
Well, maybe sometime. No, of course
no,
I don't.
No, you don't, do you?
No, I don't. I do not.
I do in show homes, but not in real homes.
I just think you can tell a lot by the pictures they've got up and the photos and stuff and the things that are just lying around, books, etc. I just quite like it.
All right.
I know. But here's the thing. Other people's houses, they don't smell right, do they? Do you know what I mean?
No. What do you mean they don't smell right?
Well, it's not necessarily a bad smell or a horrible smell, but when you walk in, the first thing that hits you as you walk through the front door is that smell of someone else's house. And, like, do you know what I mean?
Well, it would smell like their house rather than smelling of you, wouldn't
it? No, but it doesn't smell quite right.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a friend when I was at school and their house smelled funny.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of a bit like onions.
Yeah, yes. Like
but they never really cooked onions at all. It was just always sort of smelt a bit of onions.
But did they smell of onions at school?
No.
Oh, right.
But the house really smelt of onions.
It's just other people's houses have not all of them, but some of them have just a strange smell. I can't even tell you one particular one we looked at today. I can't really tell you what the smell was.
We went to look at one because I've just moved house.
Actually, I'll tell you what it was. It was a little bit like bacon.
Oh.
Well, had they not just had bacon?
No.
Had they put bacon on to try and sell their house?
No. So it wasn't necessarily...
That would tempt me.
It wasn't necessarily... Yeah, but it wasn't... I knew it wasn't bacon. It smelled a bit like bacon.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? God, I'm sure
sausages?
Other people have
this. No, the one I went to see really smelled of boys.
Gammon?
Do you know that smell? What's that noise?
Somebody
you?
Did somebody just fart? That wasn't me.
It was the one that doesn't speak.
Who just farted.
It was my...
He's doing that whole... It was my chair.
It's
my chair.
He just let a little guff out there.
Little? That was massive.
it's true. Boys do have a certain
smell.
Yeah,
and it really smelled, and I couldn't... My boyfriend couldn't stay in there for long. Just sort of
he's
musky.
A boy.
Yeah, but he's... It was really gross. He had to
sweat.
Run out. Kind of like musky odour. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that pheromones?
Is it? It didn't attract me.
It's like, no, if this studio has been full of boys, which it is quite a lot, for a while, when you walk in, there is a certain smell. Would you agree, Becky?
Mm, yeah.
And that is pheromones, I think.
Is that why we have Becky, just to keep the smell of the studio nice?
Yeah. That's maybe my forte. Stopping things smelling entirely of boys.
It was just a weird smell. I can't really work out what it was. Also, we've talked about this before, talking about pheromones. You know, you see the advert in some papers and stuff for pheromone spray.
I've never seen those.
You spray it on and it apparently attracts the ladies. I'd like to ask now, and feel free to text me, has anyone actually ever used one of those pheromone sprays? And does it work? Because I'd like to know. I'm not doing any kind of research. I just want to know if anyone's ever used it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
What have you got there, Becky, please?
Someone upstairs has got this pheromone spray. Well, it's not. It's a posh aftershave or whatever perfume.
Right.
But it's based on pheromones. And someone upstairs... Sorry, I've just run from upstairs. Upstairs says it's amazing.
It hasn't worked on you. That's what it sounds like at the moment.
No, it's amazing.
You've met this person upstairs and started panting.
But it only attracts old women.
Oh.
But apparently Fern Cotton really swears by it and wears it all the time.
For attracting old women?
Not old women. It obviously attracts men as well.
So it's unisex.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's a bit worrying, isn't it?
But it smells amazing. Have a quick smell of it.
So
is this how Fern gets all the boys?
Apparently, yeah.
It attracts old women or men.
Yeah.
Is that right?
But if they're really good-looking ones, like Fern's ones, I'm going to have a spray.
Okay, let me do it. Do you fancy me?
No. Now I can smell you. Yes.
You do fancy me now?
Yes. That's really good stuff.
Me too, big boy.
Are you in?
Oh, it's working.
Oh. Zane,
Zane,
Zane's come running now.
You do fancy me a bit, Zane. You love it. Well, so stop faux coughing.
Chappers?
Jay has been on, right?
I'm going out, though, after. I'm not going to get mobbed, am I, if I put this on?
Jay's been on saying that he has used this pheromone spray and he's pulled twice, but that was in Great Yarmouth. That doesn't count, does it? You can't have that. It's in Great Yarmouth.
Oh, I quite like it in here now. We need to get some of
it. Actually, really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I fancy myself.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, we're all fancying each other so much, we completely forgot about Dear Scott. So here is the Posh Radio 4 lady reading out some of your emails and texts.
Becky keeps sniffing me.
I can't stop smelling myself.
I don't think we're meant to fall in love with ourselves, or the people are meant to find us attractive.
We say Fern doesn't need a spray to attract boys. Scott doesn't need a spray to fall in love with himself, does he, really?
Okay, here we go.
Dear Scott, I too have brought in a picture of a celebrity to the hairdressers. Though it was not a picture of Philip Schofield, it was one of Katy Perry. So if Becky does want a Lily Allen fringe, she should know that bringing a photo works for girls too, and not just for you, Scott. Now I look like Katy Perry, but a couple of years older and with red hair. So not really much like Katy Perry, but it was still a good haircut. Good luck, Becky. Love you. Anna from Toronto, Canada.
That's what you need if you want a good fringe.
I've been trying out my fake fringe that I got sent in. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was good.
But a lot of people have said it's the wrong shade. It's like ginger and my hair's blonde, yeah. So it stands out a bit. So,
but it's okay for girls to take pictures to the hairdresser, yeah, like I did when I was a kid with a picture of Philip Schofield and said, make it like that, please. Next.
Dear Scott, Becala and Chappers. Just thought I'd email you because I had a very odd dream about you all last night and thought I'd share it with you.
God.
It started with Scott, Chappers and me drawing animals in the studio. I was very unimpressed with the studio. It was just a porta cabin with a white plastic garden set and a pot plant. The one that doesn't speak was there, although he looked like one of the hairdressers from where I have my haircut, but not my hairdresser.
Right. You still following this?
Yeah, I'm with it so far.
Whilst doing the show, you asked us to make the sounds of the animals we had drawn. I had drawn an elephant and a tortoise. I then saw Becky and asked for a photo. She jumped up saying she always has a camera on hand for when fans wanted pictures. So Becky, Chappers and me all had photos. When it came to you, Scott, you were saying things like, go on, pout, work it, baby. And then just walked out. You then came back dressed as Santa with about 20 female Santas and went into another room, leaving me alone. I then sat for a bit before finding some girls who work in the office. They were colouring in and eating homemade fairy cakes. So I joined them and then woke up. All very odd. I wonder what it all means. Andy, Leicester.
What does it all mean for Andy?
I don't know, but quite a lot of that is true. Becky does always have a camera on her for when she gets asked for photos.
That's true.
And the girls in the office upstairs do just eat fairy cakes all day and do colouring in.
They do.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh my God, we've got even more Dear Scots now. More people want to know stuff.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky and the one who doesn't speak. I was listening to Friday's podcast and couldn't help sympathising with the poor man who was going on a date smelling of greasy chip shop batter. I have a similar problem. I'm a dental nurse, and whenever I go out for lunch or go out after work, whether it's friends or family, people always say, ew, you smell of like the dentist. They manage to make it sound manky, even though I am very clean. This is very irritating. I would rather smell clinical than smell of fish and chips,
yeah.
And my husband agrees, although he says it's 'cause he would always be hungry if I smelt like fish and chips. Love you. X, Sarah, off of Butte.
I quite like the smell of the dentist.
Do you?
Yeah.
So she basically goes around all the time with that smell of the pink mouthwash, does
yes,
she?
Yes, but I love that smell, do you not?
Oh, do yeah. you?
Mmm. I love the smell of mouthwash, that pink stuff they have in dentists, I love it.
Where do all those bits come from? Because I'm sure they're not in your mouth to start with.
Yeah, they
with.
Are.
No,
yeah, they are.
Not.
They are, we've discussed this before. That's it.
So you
needs to get some of this pheromone spray and then she won't smell of it.
You'd yeah. quite like to go out with Sarah from Butte, then.
Yeah, I would, actually. Right. Obviously, she's got a husband.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's
any
out of the question.
Other dental nurses, then.
Yeah. Good morning.
Please apply here.
Next.
Hello. I am quite a new listener to your show and heard that you are making a musical. Now, I was just thinking in media studies the other day that you could use the following actors to play each other. Chappers, the old man from the Royal Family show. Scott, my friend Tom. He's a legend, just like you. Becky, Gail off of Coronation Street. The one who doesn't speak, Bruce Forsyth. And the posh Radio 4 lady, Carol Vorderman, or Terry Wogan.
Why?
I don't know.
Just an idea. Love to hear my ideas broadcasted, as I did spend a lot of revision time thinking about this. Rory, off of Weymouth.
Thanks, Rory from Weymouth. You're quite lucky, all of you lot, because at least you know who yours are. I don't know Tom, his friend.
So trust me.
He's
trust
a legend,
me, no.
Apparently.
I think you've probably got the best deal, really. Out of his mate Tom, Gail Platt, Ricky Tomlinson, or Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, actually, I'll go with Tom, that's fine.
You go with that.
Next.
Dear Scott, my friends always take the mickey out of me because I rarely find comedy, apart from The Vicar of Dibley, amusing. It's not that I don't understand it. I just don't understand why it's funny.
Okay.
So, for example, I like Ricky Gervais as a comedian. But I like him for the same reason I like Jack D. They are funny to watch. They're equally as funny to me with the sound off. However, my point is that you, Chappers and Becky make me actually laugh out loud. I think you are all fantastic. You and Becky mostly, because Chappers is a bit miserable and talks about sporty things too much. Yeah. Anyway, doubt you'll read this, but just thought I'd let you know. Natasha. Still at work, even though I should have finished ages ago. Angry smiley.
That is praise, because we are, according to Natasha, as funny as the Vicar of Dibley.
Well, you two are.
I'm like Alice, I think.
Well, that makes Becky Dawn French.
Yes, it does. No, nothing. No, actually, you're Alice. No, you can be Alice because of your accent.
What's wrong with being Dawn French? I was quite excited about that.
Okay, you can be Dawn French. You're the funny one. Anything else you want to know? Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, Becky's changed who she wants to be, if she could be, from the Vicar of Dibley. Who do you want to be now?
That old guy at the parish council meetings, he's like, no, but I was thinking about that. I don't know what he actually says.
Yeah, you're...
But you know the one I mean, don't you?
No. Yeah, him. Yeah. And I could be the wife that goes, yes.
What?
Who's the wife?
I don't know, someone just texted that in.
Don't read out other people's jokes unless you know they're funny.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.